So we're up to a new topic now. It's really, in a sense, an old topic because it's a Gemara that we started on the Ein Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses a case where somebody Zari Chais, and this, the person to whom it was targeted or at whom it was traveling, had a shield in front of him, and then somebody comes and removes it, or even if he himself comes and removes it, and basically everybody's cut all around. So we discussed last time the Ptur of the Masalik Tris, we discussed that at length, and now we're going to come to the Ptur of the Zorik Chetz. But actually before, let me just take a step back, before that, the implication of, clearly in the Gemara, which isn't really a surprising point, but it's one that we can, at least worthy of note, that it is already being implied here, is that a regular case of Zorik Chetz, without Tris, without Piskei, Geire, regular case of Zorik Chetz is going to be Chai. Meaning, Kocho is Chai Beretzicha. Something that you propel Bekoach, even though it's not Begufo, is going to be Chai Beretzicha. Now that this is the case isn't really all that surprising. We seem to have a generally accepted principle in Halacha concerning Maisa Adam, that Kocho Kegufo. That a Maisa done Bekocho Shal Adam is equivalent, has the same din as a Maisa done Begufo. So, for instance, in Gemar Makos Chet Siman Aleph, we see that it's clear regarding Galus, Bava Kamadav Gimel Siman Aleph, regarding Adam Mazik, Bekocho Kegufo. Regarding Melchus Shabbos, we find all over, Shabbos on Gimel Beis. Regarding Melchus Kotzer, for instance, where the Gemara says that you throw a clump of mud at a tree, and then that causes dates to fall down, so then you're Michayev, in that case, for Kotzer. Zvachim Tzadi Dal, Adam Nalaf, on Mebeis regarding Lush. Actually, as well as the Gemara Mavakam that we saw, the case of the Hikir Eben, the Amad, the case that the Rashi discussed in the Bias, on Chavav, also the Gemara discusses there, Malchus Shabbos, Linyan Havara. Okay, all over the place we find that basically Kocho is Kegufo. Still, whether or not Chiv for Kocho Netzicha is inevitable, or was inevitable, or was entirely self-evident, was there anything else that could have conceivably been said, might depend on how we understand Kocho Kegufo. And in general, it seems to be two directions, or two orientations. One way to understand it is that Maisa B'Kocho constitutes, is classified as, an instance of halakhically Maisa B'Gufo. Right? The physical difference is essentially halakhically irrelevant. Both of them are classified, whether or not you do it physically B'Gufo, or you do it by throwing it, you know, you can be holding the suck in and doing something with it, or you can throw the suck in and do something with it. Halakhically, it's irrelevant to both Maisa B'Gufo, both essentially Maisa B'Gufo. That's what Kocho B'Gufo means. Or no, just it's not that we think that, or we classify the act of Maisa B'Kocho as an instance of Maisa B'Gufo. There's Maisa B'Gufo and there's Maisa B'Kocho. Just that L'inyan, a number of different contexts, it has the same din. So it's also Chayiv, it happens to be that it's also Chayiv, for instance, in Adam Mazik. It's not only Adam Hamazik B'Gufo that's Chayiv, it's also Adam Mazik B'Kocho. And likewise, Chayiv Galus. It's not just Adam Ahorik B'Shkaga Ayde Gufo, but also B'Kocho, and likewise from Melachah Shabbos. Now that, this question of how we understand Maisa B'Kocho, just to give you a general sense of it, is, I'll just point out a few issues which possibly relate to that. The first is the Achlokas Rashi and the Rambam in Bava Kama regarding the classification of Kocho as Adam Mazik. The Gemara, the Gemara of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph in Bava Kama, in the context of trying to figure out some mimra about Toldo Seyen, Av Kayotze Behen, so what does that mean? What are we talking about? What Toldo, what Av? So the Gemara said maybe we're talking about the Av, which we are referring to is the Av of Adam Mazik, and the Toldo is Kicho Benio, you're spitting, right? Something that you project forward from your body.
Where is this Gemara?
In Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. Did I say Gimel Amud Aleph? I think it's actually Gimel Amud Beis in a second. In Bava Kama. Yeah, Gimel Amud Beis, yeah. So the Gemara says, Ela Kicho Benio. Again, the Gemara had quoted this memra that there's some toldo which is Lav Kayotze, it's unlike, it has a different din than the Av. Some toldo of the Avos HaNezek, which is different from the Av. So the Gemara suggested maybe the difference, maybe what we're talking about is Adam HaMazik Aidei Kocho, or in the Gemara's terminology, Kocho Kicho Benio. Right, the person who spits, let's say. So the Gemara says, So if it's damaging as it moves, so then it's just a regular case of kochel. So therefore what? So Rashi there says, so it seems clear from this Rashi, he thinks that it's just a regular avamazik. It's not even the Tola. The Rambam, however, is clearly didn't see it that way. The Rambam thought that in fact it's a difference. It is different than it's not adam gufo mamish, but it's also chayev. It's toda kayotzeba, but it's a tolada of adam mazik and not an av of adam mazik. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Neskimam and Perek Vav Halacha Yud. No, that doesn't make sense. Vav in Hilchos Kol Mazik. Yeah, echad amatzik yado osha zarak even o yara chetz vehizikbo. All these cases, Areza Kemazak Biyado, Osharak Ona, Osharak Ona, that's the Kichovinio, Vihizik Bikichovinio, Beishahoko, Beishahoku Mikoko, Areza Kemazak Biyado, Vahim Tolado Shalat. Rambam is very clear, he thinks that these are all Tolados. So it could very well be that that's the issue at question, right? Rashi understood that these are just the regular Avamazak of Adam because that is a Maisa Kugufo, whereas the Rambam thought otherwise. It could be. An additional context where this question might come up is the Machlokas Hashonim regarding the din of Koach Kocho. Whether or not the din of Koach Kocho has, whether or not Koach Kocho has a din of Kocho or not. This is a question which is somewhat complicated. I don't really want to get into it, but the Gemara on Baba Kama Daf Yutes, I believe, raises the issue, but the question partially is a question of according to whom is it raising this question? Either way, in the end, we end up having Machlokas Hashonim. I don't want to get into how it relates to the Gemara Bava Kama, but the Ritva in Machlokas on Daf Chesmon Aleph assumes that it's Lav Kocho. The Kocho Kegufo, yes, but Koach Kocho is not. And likewise,
it's not Kegufo.
It's not Kegufo. Likewise, Rabbeinu Ephraim. In the Gilgan Harifim, the comments of Sadi Chasim Beis says that Adam Mazik Koach Kocho is Pat. The Ritva was talking about Linyan Golos, but he makes it sound like it's a Klal in general. Koach Kocho is in general never considered to be like Kocho, so that you wouldn't be Chayav Adam Horeg Golos, let's say. Our Adam Horeg Bishogeg, when I did Koach Kocho, would not be Chayav Golos. And he makes it sound like it because, after all, Koach Kocho is not Kocho. And Arena Ephraim is specifically talking about Adam Mazik makes it clear Adam Mazik is not chayav koach kocho, and the Rambam seems to think this as well. But the Rush assumes otherwise. The Rush in did you send out the Makaros here? Yeah, the Rush in the Vakam Perek Beis Simen Beis, I think, in the discussion of the Gemara where it raises this question, assumes that the way we paskin Ladas Rabbanan in that Gemara there, we assume that koach kocho has a din of kocho. So it could very well be understood, although it's not muchrach, it could very well be understood that this is also the issue that is the root of the matter. Meaning, if you understand that maisa b'kocho, al pi halacha, is just an instance of maisa b'gufo, so then koach kocho shouldn't be any different. And there are achronim who say that, you know, or I think even the Meiri maybe, don't quote me on which who says this, but it said that l'deya zo, that koach kocho is kikocho, so that's even elef. It's endless. The idea being that Maisa B'Kocho is a Maisa B'Gufo. So therefore, if you have Koach Kocho, again, Koach Kocho, just, I don't know if I even find it, is, you know, if I throw the arrow and I hit something, you know, and I hit a coconut over off the tree and the coconut goes in and hurts somebody. Yeah, what is that? I don't know what that is.
It's a similar thing. You hit something, then yeah. Hit something else with that
ring. Right. I guess that would be the Koach, you know, feel up on me. So, you'd be chayev for that. If you held it was maisa begufos, then you'd be chayev just because, again, once you have maisa begufos, so then kocho is just kocho. But if you hold that kocho begufo, what we're saying is not that maisa begufo is halacha classified as maisa begufo, but rather it's also chayev bid adam mazik, but then you wouldn't necessarily say that kocho has the same din. That is a different din. And just one more context, perhaps is relevant also for the din of Sroros. The Gemara ends up settling, the Gemara in Bava Kama ends up settling on Sroros as the case, which is Toldosein Lav Kayotzebe. It's a Toloda of Regel. What happens is basically it's Behema Shezika, Ayidei Kocha, because the behemoth's walking around, and then it hits a rock, kicks a rock, let's say, and the rock goes ahead and damages. So the Gemara says that, in this case, Machog is Sumchus Rabbanon, we end up saying that we have a Chos Gemirla that it's Chayav Chatzin Nezek. But the Gemara, before I got to the to that conclusion, that it's a Hilchos Gemirla, we have just a tradition. This is one of the things that people ask about the Rambam. The Rambam held that anything which is a halacha is just a tradition. So then there's no machlokes about it. This is one of the cases where questions are raised about that. Because Sumchus in Gemara clearly didn't agree with that. He thought you were chayav nezek shalei. So he had no hilchos gemirla that you're on chayav chatzin nezek. But before the Gemara, either way, before the Gemara came to the conclusion that lodas or banan, basically we agree kocho kigufo, and therefore behema shizika. I did Sroros, Sroros meaning a pebble, is going to be Chayav, should be Chayav, Apisvara. Nezek Shalim is only a Chos Gemirla that deducts it, gives you a discount of 50% off. Before we came to that conclusion, the Gemara was trying to probe what's the basis of the Machlokes, and it says, maybe the Machlokes is whether or not Kocha Gehufa. Simchus holds Kocha Gehufa, and therefore he's Chayav, Idim Regel, Nezek Shalim, and the Rabbanon who hold that Sroros is Chayav Chatzin Nezek. So the basis for that is that they think that that Kocha was lakhu gufa. So the question's raised, and Rav Shmuel raised it, that they disagree about Kocha gufa and all halacha. What's the question that the Gemara is asking? So different answers can be given, but I think one possibility is to say that, no, the question was precisely the question we're raising, namely, is Kocha gufa? Are we saying that a mice of Kocha halacha is a mice of gufa? Or are we saying that it has the same din in all these different contexts? Nobody's questioning that it has the same din. That's true. But what we're saying is, why? And the nafkamina will be, perhaps, behema. In other words, the question really is, kocho of a behema, is that kegufo or not? And the idea being, that if a person is chayav, not just begufo, but also bekocho, even though it's not a maisa begufo, let's say, he's chayav for Shabbos, he's chayav for... So fine, so that's something that you would say about a person, that we have, that the chiddush is that a person's chayav, ayde maisa bekocho, not just maisa begufo, fine. But when it comes to a behema, we have the behema sheziko, we have regel. So he's chayav. Where did we find that the Torah is mechadish, an extra component, or let's say this way, not that where do we find, we have no precedent for the fact that the Torah thinks that, you know, that is mechayav a person, not just for things that he does begufo, but also for things that are, you know, bekocho, that when it comes to regel, the Torah is going to say that you're chayav for kocho also. Or no, the idea is, kocho begufo, maisa bekocho, it's not that we have a separate halacha, it's also, you know, of a separate phenomenon of Maisa Bekocho, and that, you know, in various contexts we say that this is also significant enough for, you know, to be chayav for. Rather, Kocho is Kigufo. Maisa Bekocho is a Maisa Bekocho, and therefore when the Torah says you're chayav by Deregel, that means either the physical goof, the foot, the leg, or whatever comes from Koach of the Regel, whatever the Regel kicks. And therefore that was the question. Okay. So, and that's, by the way, similar to the way we had analyzed the question of Garmi, Behema, right? The Nirban raised that question regarding Behema, so we explained that could be at issue, right, whether or not Garmi is a separate track or an expansion of Maisa. Okay. Here are some other possible Havaminas. I think it's possible the Ravid actually clearly does raise the Havamina. The Ravid in the Chavtes in Bava Kamma really clearly raises the Havamina, that maybe it only, even though other Mazes Chayv being the Shogig, but maybe if you're only in b'chayev b'kocho shal adam, ma'aseh b'kocho only chayev if it's zadon or karvul b'shia. I think it's possible that he retains that in the maskana, although I saw that the Meiri understood him as saying that in general, he's more mechudish in a sense, in general, he thinks that adam mazik, this is the way he understood the rabbi, adam mazik going in b'chayev, if it's, you know, when you say basically beim anis, it really just means anis, which is karv l'pshia. So it's in general, it's not just the maisa b'kocho, which the rabbi is saying. But either way, certainly at least as a havmina, the rabbi raises it there. Now, if one understands, just back to our issue, if one understands that maisa b'kocho is not halachically a maisa b'gufo, but rather it happens to be that in all these contexts, in Shabbos and other mazik, etc., we say that just like you're chaya for, or you're responsible for a maisa b'gufo, you're also chaya for, you're also responsible for a maisa b'gufo. So then. There could have been room to consider, to think that maybe Ratzach Kocho won't be Chai Nisa, if one assumes that Ratzicha is more restrictive than in other areas, than Adam Mazik and Shabbos. It requires a higher order of Maisa Adam, something that we've seen In what context?
Samson?
No, because in Samson's chayv in Ritzicha.
Yeah, in terms of how that works out with the family and...
Yeah, but in Samson chayv in Ritzicha, so it's not more restrictive.
Garmi,
according to Rabban. I'm not, again, this is my projection. Rabban certainly thinks that Garmi is chayv in other mazik midiraisa. We pointed out that the Ramban seems to think that in terms of Grama B'Shabbos, so once you've got something which is Bari, Badai Tavo HaTotzah, regardless of anything else, as long as it's certain to come, so then you've already crossed into the line into Malacha B'Yadayim, right? That was his, you know, Osim, you know, if you have a Mechitza Shakelim, you know, around the Deleika, but it's Vadai that they'll break and that they'll extinguish the fire, so that's already going to be Kibwe Gomor Minato. So it seems that the Ramban thought that at least in Shabbos, at least in Mazik, it has a din of a Maisa Adam. And again, within Mazik, Garmi wasn't just a separate track. The Ramban thinks there are no Nafminis. So, essentially. So the question became, well then, okay, fine, but then why is Siluk Tris, why is Masalik Tris not going to be Chayev? Why isn't the Ramban's Garmi Chayev in Ritzicha? So this is where we seem to be that according to Ramban, you have a more restrictive... I try to give an explanation for it, but either way, I think that phenomenon does become apparent in the Ramban, that we are more restrictive in terms of what we consider to be a Maisa Haritzicha, that you be Chayav for, than what we would say regarding Mazik, regarding Shabbos, and possibly others as well. So if you had said that, you could have said, well, maybe with regard to Ritzicha, we won't say you're Chayav. Maisa B'Kocha won't be Chayav. So that's what you could have said. Now, it's clear, however, not just from our Gemara, from a lot of Gemaras, is that that's not so. That Kocho is Chayav Ritzicha. And then we can wonder why. Is it because Maisa B'Kocho really is a Maisa B'Gufo? Or is it because Ritzicha isn't really different than other cases? In which case, it's... let's leave it to that. So that's just in terms of the basic the assumption in the Gemara, the implicit assumption of the Gemara, that if there wasn't for the tour of Piskei Gerei, you would have said that Yischayev, the Zori Chetz, is going to be Chayev. Okay, so now that's the background. Now we get to the actual tour of Zori Chetz. So here, right, so the Gemara says that in the event that you had a shield, there was a shield at the time you threw, so then if the shield gets removed by somebody, either by you or by somebody else, you're going to be Pater for the Zrika. So we want to focus on three questions here in understanding this din. What is the character of this tour? How do we understand it? What's the basis for it? What's the scope of this tour? What's the din of, let's say, the equivalent din of Zori Chetz in other contexts, let's say in Zikin, but also beyond that eventually? And also, what are the parameters of this tour? What phenomena do we define as being Piskei Gerei? When do we say that this is a case of where it's what was heretofore Gerei is now no longer Gerei? Okay, so in terms of the character, so here, returning to what we've said a few times, there are several, just a priori, several directions to go. The first we could consider is anus. So maybe what we'll say is, in this case, the p'tur is a p'tur anus. But this, I think, is unlikely for a couple of reasons. It's possible, but it's unlikely. First of all, the language of the Gemara's p'tur, Piskei Gerei, sounds like it's much more than that. Well, it doesn't sound like it has anything to do with anus. Secondly, the p'tur is categorical. The Gemara just says, in this case, you're p'tur. Now, l'chora, that applies even if the Zorek, and the Gemara says it, even if the Zorek himself throws it, right? What is the Gemara's language? Azorkes v'chis v'yado v'achar v'nitlo v'afilu hu kadam v'nitlo v'nitlo p'tur. V'inne d'shadyebe mitzak piskei gerei. So even if he himself does it, he's going to be p'tur. And that l'chora means even if he had intended all time to remove it. Now the truth is, the Meiri has a line of a comma where he says nimlach, so it's possible to take Meiri as implying that this is specifically if he only considered it afterwards. But I doubt that's what the Meiri, it's somewhat of a radical thing to say, because the Gemara doesn't imply that at all. So notwithstanding the Meiri's language, of a comma, it seems pretty clear that we're talking about a case even where the Zorik knows he himself is going to remove it. And clearly, it's not honest there. Again, the reason you would have said honest, this I didn't mention, but the reason you would have said honest here is because it's not anticipatable. But if you yourself intended and knew you could, so then it would be something that could not be defined as honest and unanticipatable. By the way, if you're just wondering what case is this, are we talking about the flash? You know, or so the Miri gives you a case. He says if you pull the string, you have it on the string, and you pull it away. So just or the flash, either way. What?
Should they own a very tall electric?
No, because we're going to get to that. That's the next case the Gemara brings up is precisely that. And well, actually, no. The truth is, the Gemara says if you do that, then you tie it, but not if you throw it up. If it goes right up and yeah, comes right back down, then you'll be put there. So presumably, though, the Gemara is not talking about that because the Gemara brings that up, raises that question explicitly later, and we conclude then that you're chayav. Okay. So the in theory, one could have said, well, maybe this is a separate Yisod HaPtur, but it's unlikely, and if it were true, you probably would require a makor for that, although we'll see from the Rashba that maybe you have one. But in all likelihood, what we have here is the Ptur is based on the fact that there's simply no Mechai. You didn't do Ritzicha here, which means at first, this is not a Maisa Hariga Bidayim, despite the fact that a Maisa Bekocho, in general, we say Kocho Gugupo, but in the context, the basic idea seems to be, and we'll refine this later, in the context of Piske Geire, what we're saying is that this associate, what the Geire, what the arrow does after the Hefsek, is now disassociated from you. You have no authorship over what the arrow does or what happens with the arrow after the point at which we say Piske Geire. So the thrower's act, in other words, in this case, will be, it's like throwing in the air. Okay? The death, so that's an unfortunate event which is caused by the same object, which is the object of my act, namely the thing I threw in the air, but it isn't itself a feature of, or it isn't a part of, the thrower's act. So there's no Maaseh Ritzicha here because what he did was simply throw something in the air. Okay? You could formulate this as a limitation relating to Kocho Gugufo. In other words, you might say that in this case, either we don't define this as being Kocho, or we don't define it as being, in this case it's Kocho, but it's not Kocho Gugufo. Those are two different formulations which are important. So perhaps in this case, we just don't say Kocho Gugufo. It's a limitation when we say Kocho Gugufo, not in the context where there, again, we're going to get to the defined parameters of, but there's some transformation of the Metzius from the time that I threw it until later. Now, if one holds that Garmi is Chai Beretzicha, so then you also have to say that what the thrower did here, right, the Zorek Achetz did in this context, in this case, isn't Garmi, but Grama Ba'am. Right? And that brings us to the question of the next question, which is the Din HaZorek Bin Ezekin. What is the Din of the Zorek in this case? Let's say, instead of killing a person, you just damage it. Or instead of, let's say, there's a behemoth. You threw the arrow at it, and it was covered by a shield, and somebody came along and removed it, or you removed it. Are you nechayev in that case, given that we hold din in the garmi is chayev, or not? So here we find that the vast majority of Mishronim think that it's going to be grama ba'ama. And they base this on the Gemara and Bavakaman, the Chafav Mabez, which we saw in the context of discussing the Tur HaMasalik, the Masalik Atris. So the Gemara there...
Hi, how are you?
Do I have a coat here, maybe?
Looks like yours.
Good. Sorry. Carry on. Sounds very good. No code in here, right?
That doesn't look like anything.
Okay. This is 605.
Yeah.
Okay. Save it.
There's a voice like it, but. What was it?
The vast majority of Rishonim assumes that it's Gama Ba'al would be something around the Kama Chabal.
Right. Very good. Right. Because the Gemara there discusses somebody who Zorek Kli Mirushagag, right? So the onto Kari Mixus, Sussos, right? There's cushioning there, whatever it is, whatever the cushioning is, but there's cushioning there, so it shouldn't cause any damage. And someone else, or you yourself come along, Zorek himself comes along and removes the cushioning. Siluk HaKarim, right? So the Gemara says that in that case, everybody agrees, in that case, Patr. So that was the Gemara in the name of Rabba. Right? So we saw in the context of Siluk Tris that when it comes to Pater, what does he say about the Masalik? The Rif? What does the Rif say about the Masalik in that context? He says, that's Pater, that's only the Manda Amar, that's only the Rabba, who holds in the Gemara later on Bava Kamatzai Fes, that Lodon Din of the Garmin. But we who hold that Garmin is Chayev, so in this case, the Rif says, in this case, you're going to be Chayev, the Misalik is going to be Chayev. All right, and that's a major point of discussion then in determining, in the context of finding out what is Garmin versus Grama, which we've discussed. It seems to be that Bari Zeka there, if you hold this, then you're holding that Bari Zeka is the defining feature, or at least a sufficient feature, to be sufficient criteria to be Chayev. But either way, most Rishonim think, almost all Rishonim think, that the Zorik is Pat. That is true, regardless of whether or not you hold of Garmi or not. Who disagrees? Shui, did you get?
Isn't the Rambam saying?
Yeah, the Rambam thinks. Yeah, the Rambam thinks that the Zorik is going to be Chayev. Take the case, the standard case. Not he discusses various cases there, and all of them are interesting, and all of them. We're doing Bava Kamma, we do those that's a give, but the regular case of where, let's say, nobody's the bottom of anything. I just find a kli, I throw it, the person who removes the Karim Miksus is not the Baal HaKarim Miksus or the Baal HaKli. Right? So in that case, the Rambam says both of them are Chayev, because both of them were Gorim the Ibn Mam. This is one of the Rambam's first cases when he discusses Garmi. The Rambam in Hezlokolim Mazik, Chovel Mazik, Halacha Zayin, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, Kol Gorim Lahazik Mamon Chaveru, Chayel Bishal Nezik Shalem, Menayafesh of Nechasov, Kishar Mazikin, Vapa Bishainu, Hu Hamazik, Zeh Nezik Atzmo Ba'achor, Nahoyel, Buhu Agorim Arishon Chay. Ketzar Hazori Klishalo. Oh, so that's, he gets into all those other cases. Yeah, so the Zayin Ches is where he talks about Hazori Klishal Chaveru, Mirosh Agag, Agabi Kari, Miksusos, Shabala Kli. Okay, so that's. Again, the balakli. Okay, the mkidim acher besilkan. Somebody else comes along and removes the karim. Shneim chayev and azorik b'masalik. Shneim garm lavi b'manosh hazeh. So the Rambam, I think, pretty much alone amongst Rishonim, held that when we say that putter, that's only the liba, the rabba who held that the garmi is putter. That's true only. That's true not only for the misalik atris, but also for the misalik akarim, but also for the zorik hakli. He's also chayev. Liba demanded da'in din of the garment. Or at least he's chayav liba de hilchasa. So why is that? So here, and of course, this is where we have a little confusion, which is my fault. Here the sma. Yeah. Actually, let me just before I get to that. Just in terms of what the Rov Rishonim say, the vast majority of Rishonim say, that it is only grama ba'ama, right? Before I get to analyzing the Rambam, just return to the Rov Rishonim that this case is Garmi Ba'ama, even if you hold the Garmi, therefore you're going to be Pater. Is that obvious? Why is that? So here we just have to go down the line, and I would say as follows, that if you hold that what defines something, the defining feature of Garmi is Bari Ezeka, or if you hold that the defining feature of Garmi is the absence of a time delay, right? If you hold that it's Bari Ezeka like Ramban and Shtularan, or if you hold that it's an absence of time delay like the Re, like the first answer of the Re, so then it's obvious this is, in fact, Grama, not Garmi. Right? Because, first of all, it's clearly not Bar Yezeka. Right? Throwing the Kli didn't guarantee at that point that there would be breakage. It pretty much guaranteed that it wouldn't break. Right? That's all point of the Karmic Sus. Moreover, yeah?
Just, is there any room to say that we could apply Bar Yezeka to a case in which the Zorik intended to remove the Karm in advance?
No, I don't think so, because the way the Ramban... I don't really think so. I mean, the Ramban, the way he defines Bari Zeka, I think what's, because he's most explicit about it, but I think is what it means, for those who were Mechayiv, is that at the moment you did it, it was guaranteed to happen. There couldn't have been anything else that would have followed. There could be no other, you know, the story had to end with damage. Which is clearly not so, right. Yeah. Which is clearly not so in the context. The only reason I say that you could, I think, be misled, because he says, Eino tala b'dasacher, klal. I think he just means ain't no tala be anything else. There's no other intervention required. Not it's clear the Ramban from the very fact that he potters the Zorik, in all cases, doesn't think that it's that if oh, but you know, if it's tala on you, then it might matter. No, if at that point what you did is doesn't guarantee that there's going to be nezek, but requires something else to in order to for there to be nezek. So then, even if you're going to do it yourself, but the point is that initial act is not going to be chayav mishum garmi. Because it's not Bari Zeka, Bari Zeka gets determined by whether or not looking at the Metzias, once you've done that thing, do we know that there's going to be breaking? More, and in the context of the other sheet of the Re, Miad, that Miad B'Shas Maisaba Hezek, so this is also obviously not the case. This is also obviously not Garmi, it's also Grama, In this context, whether or not the Shas Maisa here is the, I think, could be either the Zrika, or, you know, the physical Zrika, or the Shas Hafsaka, the point at which the Karim are removed. But either way, it isn't Yah B'Shas Maisa Ba'Hezek. That's obvious. Now, if the defining feature is some version of the Riz, Hu Atzma Osa Hezek, so then I think it's not quite as obvious that this case does not qualify as Garmi. So first, just taking the Rush. The Rush, whose criterion for Garmi, remember, is that it's Asiyas Maisa B'Gufa Davar, that you've exercised your will, you've directed an act upon the Chevetz HaNizok, as opposed to upon something else, which in the end causes Nezek, you know, paves the way for Nezek to come. All right, so according to that's why Siluk HaKarim, you've acted upon the Karim, happens to be that it causes Nezek, right? Whereas, you know, let's say Masur, where you point out the Mammon, so there you're acting upon the Mammon. Right? So that was the idea of the Rush's Osa Maisa B'Gufa Davar. So here you could have said that I think that it is Garmi. Because here you have the act, you have an act of will upon the kli, you're throwing it. Right? So why does the Rush assume Grama? So I think it could be for one of two reasons. Either, the first thing you might say is because it isn't Bari Yezeka. Right? The Rush, when the Rush himself, the Ri not so much. Because the Ri just says, gives two alternatives. Either it's Mishas Maisa Ba'Hezek, the Ri again, the Vasa characteristic is the Tosim of Vasa Chabez, that it's either going to be because it's Miad, Mishas Maisa Ba'Hezek, or because Hu Atzma Osa Hezek L'Mamon Chavero. But the Rush, when he develops the idea of Hu Atzma Osa Hezek L'Mamon Chavero, or in his Lashon, Hu Osa Maisa B'Guf HaDavar, see, pairs it with Bar Yezeka. You require both of those, right? Anytime you have Osa Maisa B'Guf HaDavar plus Bar Yezeka, so then you're going to be, that's another way to go, that's another approach in terms of defining what the distinction is between Grama and Garmi, right? So it could be that here you have Osa Maisa B'Guf HaDavar, he throws a kli. The reason that this isn't Garmi, the reason it's obviously Grama, is because there's no Bar Yezeka. But I think alternatively, I think it's possible that, no, even if we didn't have the requirement for Bar Yezeka, this isn't even Maisa B'Guf HaDavar, and because of what we said earlier in the year, in the context of the Rush's position regarding Sof Kamalavo, right, the Rush who held that Sof Kamalavo is a case of Grum. So I, aren't you, being the Tzamtzin, the person there, and there you have Bar Yezeka, right? The sun is Vada coming, unless there's intervention, there's Hezek coming. So we explained then that when the Rush says Osa Maisa B'Guf HaDavar, it doesn't mean any act of will upon the Chevetz. It has to be, the way we defined it was, it has to be an act of some sort that is intrinsically associated with looming or pending Nezek. Right? So, the Chiddush was, in the context of Sof Kamalavo, that for the Rush, when there's no, the conditions are neutral, they're not dangerous, they're harmless, even if we know for a fact that, even though this is a Maisa on the person, and we know for a fact it's going to lead to damage, but nonetheless, the act itself is a kind of neutral act, so therefore it's not the Osa Maisa B'Guf HaDavar in the Rush's sense. So if we can explain here as well that in this context, the Zorik HaKli, so he's giving the Kli a ride. He's having fun with it. It's not he hasn't done any Maisa which is intrinsically associated with Luminezek. So even if we forget the Bar Yezeka point, that's not the point. The point is there isn't an Osa Maisa B'Guf HaDavar element here. So that's, I think, what you would say for the Rush. But what about for the Meiri? The Meiri, yeah.
Let's say there is some kilim who's classical Nezek is done by
bouncing
off by Maisa.
What do you mean?
Meaning, you're saying that when you're Zori Kli, so you're giving your rock into that?
Yeah, I was being facetious, but meaning you're not doing an act of damage upon the Kli. If it were China that was expensive, so then obviously the karim wouldn't be, you know, halachically karim at that point. Then you're just throwing it on pavement as far as the kli is concerned. The point is, this is a kli for which, I don't know what it would be, let's say, I don't know, just think of any kli which, you know, really you couldn't really damage at all by throwing it onto a mattress, but which will get damaged by throwing it on pavement. That's the assumption. Yeah.
Are we saying that because the karim are there, so therefore this is not an intrinsically...
Yeah. So you're throwing on a karim.
Even though it's Bari Hezeka?
Well, it isn't Baryazeka, but I'm saying is...
So you're saying that even if it is Baryazeka...
Yeah, I'm saying that, that maybe the Rush, even if the Rush thought that, you know what, I'm going to go with the Re, I'm not going to require Baryazeka in addition to... Even if we assume the Rush wouldn't require Baryazeka in addition to...
Oh, even if
we don't. And that's... You know, where do we see that? Sof Kamalavo. Sof Kamalavo is Baryazeka. And the Rush thought over there is Pashut, it's Grama. Why is it Grama there? Because apparently it's not also Maisa Gupa Davar. So that's the way we explain it. So once you say that already, even forgetting the Baryazeka point, I think you would, you know, very well say, it's easier to say that here. I mean, there, the Chiddush, there I think is a little bit of a Chiddush, because there, given that it was Baryazeka, you know the Nexus is coming, right. So to say then that it's still not defined as a Maisa Hamazik, it's not defined as a Maisa, you know, the Gupa Davar, but here I think it's easier. Here, given that it in fact isn't Baryazeka, my point is just that even if you don't assume that the lack of Baryazeka is a sufficient sufficient to remove it from the category of Garmi, you could still, and you just say all you need is Maisa Begufa Davar, that would still be sufficient here. Yeah, hear you. I answered it.
Yeah.
and alternatively, if you take the Meiri's version of the Re, which is that you need to have an Asiyas Maisa Hamafsid, right? So it's not that you have an act of will upon the chayvetz. That's not sufficient. It needs to be a maisa, which is a maisa mafsid itself causes the nezek. It's not just, you know, it doesn't just pave the way, even impending nezek. It has to be the source of the nezek. So here, too, it's not so obvious. You could have said, for a different reason, you could have said, on this case, so in the end, what was the cause of the damage? What act, what human act caused the damage in the end? My throwing it, right? Especially, particularly given that, as the Miri said, in the context of Silok Akarim, the Mir Mevukama, that Silok Akarim is really just Silok Hamatzil. That was where he says, it has to be Nasiyas Maisa Hamatzil. And in this context, you're just being removing the thing which is Matzil. Right? Look at the Miri, this is the Miri on. You have it there?
Yeah. So it says, Avo Bezu.
But you could have said, so what was the Maisa Mafsid here then? If it wasn't the Misalik. Misalik was just being Misalik Hamatzil. So it wasn't Maisa, you could have said, for fun, Misbarer in the end that the Zerika was a Maisa Hamafsid. So that, it's not Grumma, it's not moving the ladder over, which allows the squirrel to go ahead and jump and damage. It's not putting Sama Mavis Jithnei Abahema, which the Behema's act of then eating, does the damage. It's not Mashasa Kelev, you're doing the act of damage, which damaged it. So I think we could have made a good argument, that here too you have Garmi, this is Maisa Masi. So in order to just explain the Miri, you just have to add that apparently, according to the Miri, when we say that it has to be a Maisa Hamafsid, so that's a characteristic or a property of the act that depends on the conditions B'Shas HaMaisa. What was projected to be the act's consequences, that determines the nature of the act as a Maisa Hamafsid or not. So that even if in the end the Zerika turns out that it was in the end something which caused damage, it led to damage, but if it wasn't my initial Zerika, wasn't projected to be doing that, so then that's not a... My initial Maisa Zerika is not a Maisa Hamafsid. It's not a problem. I'm just saying you wouldn't necessarily have known just from knowing that the Miri thinks that you need a Maisa Hamafsid and that the Siluk is not a Maisa Hamafsid, that also you would potter the Zorik. Okay. You look like you got a question right here. No? Okay. Okay, so now the Rambam. So the Rambam holds that this case is Chayav. Right? And the Miri there himself even notes that. The Gedolia Poskim, which is the Rib, Chai Chivu Bezeres and Masalik Mikwakti the Garmi, and then he himself says, I don't believe that that's true, because of the reason we just read, that it's not Mosa Maisa Mafsid, but then he notes the Gedolia Mechabrim, the Rambam is Mechayiv Shneim. Okay, so why is it? Why is the Rambam Mechayiv in this case? So the Sma argues that. The Sma is in general the opinion, this is in Shim Pei Vav Siman Sifkan Aleph, is of the opinion that the Rambam held like the Ra'avan, and like the view attributed to Rashi by the Ramban, which is that Garmi and Grama are Shemos Nedav. They mean the same thing, and therefore, Aliba de Hilchasa, we actually hold that whoever is when it says grama binizakin, and therefore you're pater, you're actually going to be chayv. In other words, this really is grama, and nonetheless you're going to be chayv. But that's pretty radical. It's also the ksos in Shin Pei Vav, I think it's Sifkat and Beis, also points out, it's just we have many cases with the Rambam Paskin's pater, which the Gemara explains based on making grama bam. So it seems very hard to argue that the Rambam held like the Ravan, who puts out a disclaimer in Rambam in several places that you should know that given that we pass in the Nidah Garmi, any time it says in the Gemara, Garmi Mizak and Pater, that's not a Libet Hilchos. So the Rambam passed in those halachos. So it's hard to...
Verse 6 says?
Sukkot and Beis. Siman Shepeva. So the smile's a little bit similar. So the Rambam clearly, therefore, was Mechalik. And thought that, in fact, this case is Garmi, and that's the Halash of the Geborim, understands him as well. But the question is, what's not obvious is why. Why is this Garmi? What is Garmi for the Rambam? So the fact that the Rambam thinks the Masalik is Chayav makes us think that, probably leads to the conclusion that, well, the Rambam apparently thought that Bari Yezeka is a sufficient condition to be Chayav, or Bari Yezeka is the criterion, I should say, which is Mechayav for Garmi, like the Ramban argued based in large part on this riff, right, that held that that you're Chayav for the Siluk HaKarim. But it's clear that you don't have that in the context, or I think it's clear, you don't have that in the context of the Zorik. The Zorik is clearly not Bar Yezeka. Probably as part of what, why the Sma thought this was a Raya, that the Rambam wasn't Mechalik, because it just doesn't seem to be that it's Garmi. At least not according to the Rambam, who held that Bar Yezeka is Garmi. So I think what we would say then for the Rambam is that perhaps the Rambam has multiple criteria for Garmi, each of which is sufficient to qualify on its own. In other words, you qualify as Garmi as a legally significant cause in different ways, or you could do it in different ways. Either if what you've done guarantees Bar Yezeka, so that's the Masalik, or I think we could argue that for the Rambam, as long as you do some Maisa B'Guf HaChemetz, either in the Rush's sense of acting upon the Chemetz itself, or in the Meiri sense of a Maisa, which is a Maisa HaMapsid itself, either one of those is going to be sufficient. I forgot to look again, but I think the Rabbi Yerucham, don't quote me on this, but I think Rabbi Yerucham actually does believe this, that he thinks that either Bar Yezeka or Osa Maisa B'Guf HaMapsid, Osa Maisa B'Guf HaDavar, is sufficient to make it Garmi and Chayav. Either way, I think we can explain that to the Rambam. So then the Rambam would be saying, basically, that here you have Osa Maisa B'Guf HaDavar. And he disagrees with the Rush, the way we explain the Rush, and he disagrees with what we said for the Meiri, if he holds like a Meiri, in saying that these cases don't qualify. In this case of Zorei Kli Mirosh HaGag doesn't qualify. In other words, in this case, you have either, let's say, the Miri's Maisav Mafsid. In this case, you did the Maisav Mafsid, you did the Zrika. And let's say, in this case, he goes with the Rush. In this case, you have a Maisav B'Guf HaChetetz. So therefore, you're going to be Chayav, Midin Garmi. Okay, so what about the implication? That's just in terms of the Nezikin one. Now, what is the implication for Ritzicha? So the Miri there, Alatar, notes that it seems to be that what this indicates is that there's a discrepancy, because here, the Gemara says that the Zorek is going to be Chayiv, and also the Masalik, and I'm sorry, the Rambam said that, and nonetheless, in our Sugya, both of them are Pater. So he says, but that's not a big deal. Shashneim, he says, V'alpha gav l'inin, V'alpha vishin heim paskul inin misad, misha hippiel skaver l'bor, v'ayashim sulam, ba chaver, o hubatzma v'hissir sulam, o misha zara chetz, v'ayashis v'yad, achar v'kidim, achar v'silik, as a trish, shashneim turin, right, so that there's no problem here. After all, the Rambam clearly assumed that we have a discrepancy between Nezikin and Misa. This is one of the four Rishonim that argues this. I mean, again, he's explaining the Rambam, which is clear is true, but just that being explicit about it, that Garmi is true for Nezikin, probably Midaraisa, but it's not true for Ritzicha. You need a Maisa Bidai. So that's true, and that's not much of a Chiddush. However, I think it's worth pointing out the following, which is that it's possible to have been Mechalik between these two cases. Between the cases, not the Tchumen, not the areas of Halacha, but the cases of Zori Chetz on the one hand and Zori Kli on the other. Because What are we talking about? The case of Avakama, you're talking about being Zorek, the Chayfetz itself. The Chayfetz and Nizok itself. The equivalent of Ritzicha is not Zorek Chayfetz, but Zorek, let's say, Adam. Zorek Adam, Mer Shagag, or Zorek Tinok, let's say, when there's Karim Miksus there, and then being Mekadim Mesilik. Let me call him Mesilik. The case in Sanhedrin, we're talking about being Zorek, the damaging Kli, the utensil. So the equivalent in Ezekiel would be not Zorek Kli, but Zorek Evan. Right? If you Zorek, you could throw a rock at a cushioning behind which there's a Kli, or under which there's a Kli. So that's the equivalent case that we'd be discussing in Nezikin, the case equivalent to the Gemara's case in Sanhedrin. So you might argue that Zrigas Guf Adavar Nizok onto Karim Miksus, or Zrigas Guf Adavar Nerak, that's Garmin, but Zrigas Kli Hamazik onto the cushioning under which there is the Guf Adavar, that is Grama, based on two premises. The first is that Garmi is, what defines Garmi is that it involves an Asiyas Mais of a Guf Adavar. And second, that regarding that, there's a chilik here between these two cases. The Zrikas, when you're being Zorek the Davar HaNizok, right, when you're being Zorek the Kli, or, let's say, if you're being Zorek the person, so that involves an Asiyas Mais of a Guf Adavar. And even though Piske Gerei, so that only means that it's not a Mais of Yedayim. But inasmuch as you still have an Asiyas Mais of a Guf Adavar, so that's still Garmi. You still are a Gorim in a way in which you acted upon the Chavis and Nizok in a way that damaged it, that led to its damage, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv in that case. But in the case of Zrikas Kli Hamazik Galakarim, right, let's say Zorik Evin, so there you don't have a Asiyas Mais of a Guf Adavar. Right, the Maisa that was performed is really just, if you want to say that you performed a Maisa, so you performed a Maisa on the rock, and maybe you performed a Maisa on the Karim, by throwing the rock at the Karim. But you did not perform any Maisa upon the Chayfetz behind the Karim. That was protected. That was not part of the picture here. That was not part of the drama. It only later became. Now, if this is true, if we would accept this, then two things follow. First of all, regarding Nezek, and this, as far as I know, this could actually be true, that regarding Nezek, even the Rama might argue that Zorek Evin al-Karim will be Pater. Right, the Rambam discusses specifically Zorek Kli, but if we're right that the basis for the Rambam is that it's considered to be Zrika, it's considered to be a Maisa Beguf HaDavar, so then it might very well be that that's true, we might say that that's true regarding Zorek HaKli, but if you had Zorek Evin upon cushioning, and lo and behold, it turns out there's something behind that cushioning, which is actually, breaks upon having a rock hit it. So that's not, that the Rambam's not talking about. That is not Garmi, that's just something else. That's Garma Ba'ama. And in fact, I don't know that he thinks otherwise. But second, in theory it's possible, I haven't found anybody who actually says this, but in theory it's possible to say that, you know what, when our Gemara says that Zorek Chetz, towards a person, the Trisbiyado, and then sometimes Masalik, there's Pater Bertzich in that case, that's because that's only in that case. But if you actually Zorek a Tinok, let's say, Meirosh Agag, Agave Kari Miksus, let's say, forget Tinok, because that might be dangerous. Let's say you throw an adult, Meirosh Agag, onto Kari Miksus. At the very least, if you yourself go and remove those Kari Miksus, so you can't claim Shogeg, or you can't claim Anus in a sense. So in that case, you're going to be chayav. Why would you say that? How can you say that? If you accept two things, two premises. First of all, what we're saying now, namely, that this case is actually garmi. That while the Gemara's case is grama, but that's because you didn't do any mice of a gufa dover. Right? That was because you threw. Let's not go. What did I do here? I threw an arrow at a impenetrable force, a penetrable wall. Or an impenetrable shield. That's what I did. So there's nothing Ritzicha-ish about that. Therefore, that's, Piske Gerit. Therefore, you're Pater. But, that's Grama Ba'ama. But, if you were to throw the person, so that's not Grama, that's Garmi. Right? And just like the Rama, and here you would agree with the Rama, you're Chayav for that case in Nezek. So if you say that this case is Garmi, unlike the case of Zrikas Chet, Zrikas Eben, that this case where you're Zorek, the Guf HaDavar, is Garmi, and you hold that Garmi is Chayav Ritzicha, then you might say that in fact, in such a case, you would be Chayav Ritzicha. Again, I didn't see anybody. The rush, unfortunately, you know, those are shown him that I think we can see. They hold Garmi's Chayat. They also seem to think that this case is obviously Grum. Because they think the even more radical case, the Zorek, they think even the case in Bava Kamma, the case of Zorek Hakli, is Grumma. So we don't get that test case. I don't know that they're already shown that held the confluence of these two things. On the one hand, that Garmi is Chayav, and also that this case is Garmi. But if in theory, it's possible, at least, if what we're saying is accurate.
Anything from the Rambam there?
I didn't look it up, but I doubt it. I doubt that... There aren't too many people that talk about the fact that there are shown him that seem to think the Garmi Sky would see it. I doubt that very much, that therefore there's you'll find people that think. But if I'll be happy to, you know, if I'm wrong.
Check it out.
Yeah, let me know. Any?
So the case again was when you're Zurich and
Adam? No, I'm saying if you were to have a case, the Gemara actually does talk about Zurich, Kli, Rosh Hagag, but doesn't act, and in fact it discusses it on that dot, but it discusses it in other things. It discusses not on the karmic sus, on the pavement, and then somebody comes along and bash over Kid Luba Karnav. That it doesn't discuss the case of Karmixus. I looked for people talking about Zoritina onto Karmixus. Nobody discusses it, as far as I can see. What I'm saying is it's possible that case, you might be Chayav, if you assume that it's Garmi, and if you assume that Garmi's Chayav Berzifa. That's what I'm saying.
If the tunic had been on the Karmixus, it would have been okay?
If he's behind a Karmixus or shield, let's say, that's our Gemara. That's the Zorik. Yeah. That's a Zori Chetz to the thing. So that's not, that's Suke Gere in a way which isn't even Garmi, because I haven't acted upon the baby. I haven't acted upon him. I've acted upon the Chetz, and I've acted upon perhaps the Tris, or the Karvik Sus. But I haven't acted upon the person who I killed, who I'm supposed to be, you know, I'm supposed to have killed. But in the case where I threw the baby, so that's harder to claim. You could very well claim that's Garmi. So that if it's, let's say, you throw a behema onto Karvik Sus, you'd be chayev. The Rambam undoubtedly thinks you're chayev in that case. That's exactly the case of Zarek Kli onto Karmixus, where he thinks the Zarek is chayev. So you might say in that case, maybe if you held the Garmi's chayev, you would say that case is chayev too. Okay. I mean, the Meiri didn't raise this because for the Rambam was no question. The Rambam thinks the Mesalik is chayev, and for sure the Mesalik is no better, is no more reason to chayev in that case than in this case. And here the Gemara also says that the Mesalik is Pater. In other words, it's clear the Rambam didn't hold that Garmi's Pater is Sefer, so it's clearly true that regardless of whether or not you make this Chiluk for the Rambam, you're going to be Pater and Ritzicha. I'm just saying that if you held the Garmi's Chayiv, you maybe wouldn't say it. Okay?